Ladies and gentlemen, this is the December 14th, 2016 LSB KPFT meeting. I take this privilege to thank those standing members, those members who won't be returning to the board, by way of hands, because we see your hands, please, if you're in the room. Those members who will not be returning to the board, I personally, as chair, have enjoyed working with you 90% of the time. We have accomplished some things that were seemed impossible, and I believe for that reason that we are moving the station forward, and I hope that some groups have taken on that moniker, that they truly mean that, because we certainly through this board have created an opportunity to do that, to go in a different direction. And so for that reason, as chair of the board, one of the last things I would like to do, having acknowledged those hardworking members of the LSB who are leaving, there was a communication sent to me by the PNB chair, Janet Cole.
Secretary.
PNB secretary. Thank you for correcting me. The motion reads, motion to have a recount of the 2016 delegate election approved by the PNB on 12/13/16. Whereas the PNB secretary, having received the two CDs from True Ballot with all election files on them, discovered the following findings regarding electeds on the WPFW listener-sponsored delegate election results 2016 page of the election website. The NES listed three write-ins as elected: Murray Smith, Christine Cotter, and Julie Hewitt, whose WPFW listener-sponsored membership, as bylaws require for being a listener-sponsored delegate, may not have been verified. Regarding runners-ups, there are several as follows. Number one, on the WPFW listener sponsor member delegate election results 2016 page, the three WPFW listener sponsor election runner-ups, the NES listed, Nancy Alonzo, Tom Cole, and Arthur McLeod, who were write-ins, and they are all WPFW staff members. They should have been excluded based on this, but were not. In addition, another write-in that in that election, Ronnie Hall was not listed as a runner-up and should have been, assuming his WPFW listener sponsor membership was verified. Number two, there's a question about what happened to KPFT staff candidate Joseph Davis, who had been listed correctly as third runner-up on the KPFT staff member delegate election result 2016 page. In the initial results, the NES posts the election website, but when the revised results based on True Ballot's rerun were posted, Davis' name does not appear as a runner-up. Number three, on the KPFT listener sponsor member delegate election results 2016 page, the NES listed write-in aggregate as one of the runner-up. Number four, on the KPFK staff member delegate election 2016 results page, the second runner-up is listed as Steve Rice, the candidates and runner-ups name in Steve Pride. Whereas the PNB secretary notified the 2016 NES about these findings, be it resolved that the IED direct the NES to verify the membership issues described above, arrange for a recount of all 10 elections with appropriate exclusions and with write-ins disaggregated to be conducted and completed by the end of next week. And if such a recount results in any changes in the delegates elected are the runners up, that an amended NES certification be issued, the elections website be updated, and the files of the recount be sent to the PNB secretary. Be it also resolved that for any new LSB seating that has taken place or is scheduled to take place, those will be considered provisional until recount is completed and posted. If any of the delegates who have been seated based on the current NES certification, whether elected or alternates, are affected by the recount, that any business conducted during these meetings, including elections of LSB officers, may need to be reconsidered at or before January 2017 LSB meeting, only if the recount results affect the results of the approved motions or LSB officer elections. I have forwarded this email to the LSB trail. I suspect those new of you have it. You're on the LSB trail, according to what I read from Bill Croson. So you can inspect that for yourself. But in a nutshell, it is saying that seating the members, the new members tonight, is provisional based on a recount of all 10 elections, subject to any discrepancies that would have to be corrected. Some individuals that may be seated may not be seated, and vice versa. Having said that, in the honor of a very strong, dedicated KPFT member who I think would have been here, but he's overcome pneumonia. I'm talking about Dewey. And in his honor, an old veteran, I'm going to ring this bell 3 times. Going to the agenda as printed and not challenging any further the proceedings. In the honor of Brother Dewey, who would be there with you all. I believe now you're going to choose your own convener. And I would ask those members who are to be seated to come, and those who are not may relinquish your seats.
Mr. Clark, may I ask a question?
Yes.
About the provisional?
Yes.
As I heard it, Joe Davis is the third runner-up on the staff.
Yes.
And then the write-in conglomerate didn't name whether an individual is affected by that. Is there any possibility that tonight either the third runner-up for the staff or the whatever number runner-up the write-in was for the listeners will have the opportunity to be seated? I mean, is everybody here so that won't be a contingency for tonight's meeting?
I believe that it's very clear and explicit that there are, not all improprieties are being addressed, just get that out there. But these improprieties are just so blatant that, yes, it could affect one or two or more individuals who are claiming seats tonight that will not, in the recount and certification, have seats, and those other people will replace them. So that's why it's called provisional, meaning that anything you do in the next 10 days likely will be no good if, in fact, one or more people are found not to be actual members based on a bad count.
Well, I can't see us getting that deep into the list, but okay, if you say so.
That's what provisional means.
If I could clarify.
I understand what provisional means. I'm just saying, practically speaking.
After the initial results were posted, I believe it was October 20th, when TrueBallet had a certification. They was Lynn Serpy had them do, the National Election Center had them do another deaggregation. Like some of the write-ins were combined, so you can't tell how many votes each person did. And there was another certification letter, an addendum posted about a week later. I sent you all an email today. I think I sent it to a lot of people earlier. And it also, and it deaggregated. And like Don is the first runner-up, so he'll be seated tonight to replace Teresa Allen, who's going off because he was term limited. And let's see who else. And Joseph is the third runner-up, the staff third.
But
staff
that would be inconsequential. Don.
Well, he's listed. It's just
well, they didn't look the at example the right of Don would be inconsequential because that was inevitable given the fact that there was a board member who turned.
Well, there was
in
a write-in aggregate above Don.
What we're talking about is maybe the recalculation of numbers. That would trigger a different result.
Well, we probably don't need to go into details tonight.
Well, he asked the question, what provisional meant, and provisional means that if one person...
No, I asked the question, is there any practical effect, and you answered it yes.
I believe there is, and obviously he disagrees, but obviously the board and the IED thought that... The IED thought that we should know that anything that you do moving forward until this count is final and certified is null unless there is no subsequent... opposite finding. In other words, if everything stayed the same like it did in Michigan and other places, back to find more votes, that'll be safe. Everybody'll be safe. But there were some changes in the votes, obviously you're gonna have a different result.
Well, I suggest we just let Bob Mark chair, be pro tem chair until we get the chair elected. He's done this before and he's been chair before of the board and he's familiar with the bylaws and the rules. If there's no objections.
Well, I think we should. Have we been seated? I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yep.
No, I lost my wallet and everything, but I found it.
Yep. Dwayne just basically.
I don't know to whom because we need to elect a secretary pro tem and a chair pro tem before even calling roll call, right? If not, who will be in charge of? I move that we elect a secretary pro tem.
We have to do the chair first, or was Bob?
No, first the chair. I don't know. The chair.
The chair.
Chair pro tem and then the secretary. Yeah. Move that we elect the chair pro tem.
I nominate Bob.
He nominated someone.
I nominated Bob Mark already.
Okay, Bob Mark. Are you good?
Second.
So wave your hand. Wave your hands, everybody knows who you are.
Second.
Second. I see.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to nominate Ted Weisbull.
I want to decline because I'm going to be a candidate for chair, and it just complicates things right.
Oh, I thought we were doing chair. I'm sorry.
No, pro tem.
Pro tem.
Okay.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Anybody want to be secretary? I think that our current secretary should remain as secretary. I don't know that we need a pro tem to elect a secretary.
We are electing pro tem. I move that we elect Susan a pro tem secretary. Is there anybody? Can we pass it?
No, you can't.
Is there? I guess I was electing you. Are there any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, is there anybody who want to make a motion that we elect Susan as Secretary Pro Tem by acclamation?
I so move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any debate? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Susan, you may take the role.
Okay. Okay.
Point of order. Oh, sorry, never mind.
I may not pronounce names correctly. D.I., is it D? Or D.I. Conkling? D.I. Conkling?
She's out of town.
Okay, thank you.
I thought
she'd been Don Cook?
Here. She's not here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Alexandra Hunter?
Here.
Jim Krafka?
Here.
Jerry Lynch? Robert Mark?
Present.
P.K. McRae?
McCary,
sorry. Susie Marino. Susan Redwin. Deborah Shepto.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Kevin White. Venetia Williams.
Here.
Rhonda Gardner.
Present.
Robert Gardner.
Here.
Lars Headington.
Here.
Wally James.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Who's replacing Lars? And who's he replacing?
He's replacing Cliff Smith, who has too many
absences. Cliff Smith doesn't have three absences. He does not have three absences.
We have three. We have the first and a few absences.
Can we let the secretary tell us?
November 3rd.
Yeah. Cliff Smith.
Oh, I have some point of information. I have some information about Cliff Smith. And could I request that any discussion or decision about Cliff Smith be foregone for about a half an hour? I'm expecting what will probably be a critically important phone call. And I learned this only 10 minutes ago. I'm going to be called by someone. And is Dwayne Lark still here?
Yes.
I'm going to have Dwayne Lark speak to that person.
I would like to point of information. On November the 16th, the board met and we voted, due to Cliff's illness, that we excuse all his absences from that day prior. And so up until this point, he's got, counting tonight, he would have a third absence. But he has only two absences from the meeting where we excused all of his absences due to his health.
The chair would entertain a motion that we pass the issue of whether Mr. Smith is excused or present or whatever the information was that we heard about till later in the agenda.
So I would make a motion that we take it up again after public comment.
A second?
Yes.
Okay, is there any debate? I'm sorry?
I have a question.
Okay.
I mean, this is a new board that is sitting. We are correcting the past. How is this? Because according to our standing rules, a member needs to have three consecutive unexcused absences to be off the board. And till today, we have two in a row for him.
So that makes sense.
I don't know what, at the end of the night, yes, we will have the third. Like, we always did it. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm prepared to call Mr. Smith absent.
Why?
Because he's not here.
Mr. Chair, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We, and I can show when, we approved some Jessica Polinar coming to our meeting 5 minutes before the closing at 9:55, and we can't hear.
This is the rules I was handed tonight, and I call your attention to Article 1 of the Special Rules.
Yes.
The request must be for an excused absent must be emailed to lsb@kpft.org at least 3 hours in advance of the scheduled meeting time. So in addition to everything that's already come up, the question is going to be, did you have the authority to retroactively excuse absences that he did not request according to this rule?
No, my question is different. He will not be present if he come up in 10 minutes from the door.
We've always marked people present that walk in late. Not happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How can we, till the end of the meeting, we have the option to come out? That is my only...
Right, but as of right now, he's absent. We're calling, calling the roll.
I agree with you.
So as of right now, if his name is called by the secretary, he would not answer.
I agree, but what I heard, that somebody was sitting, somebody replacing him.
That's not a request.
That was read around there.
He's already failed.
Lars?
Point of proof.
He's not. till the seat is vacant, we cannot...
How many times do I have to say it, Adrian? I am prepared to call Mr. Smith absent.
You have the right to come late.
And if he shows up late, that will change.
We will take the people that we seat out.
We can't seat Mr. Headington if he's a substitute for Mr. Smith.
When we have the picture.
We cannot. We can't seat him if Mr. Smith is still a board member of this board, which I can't determine through this debate. Because I don't know if his requested retroactive excused absences complied with this rule.
I know.
It was the chair, but was he?
But did it come after 4 p.m. on the night of each meeting that he was approved?
Yes.
His absence was approved?
My question is, what we are saying that here is the name of a replacement.
What would you say?
This is the new board.
Seeking a replacement.
Oh, the old board already got off?
You're the only one saying that.
Sorry.
No worries. He said that he asked him to come and...
Okay, if I may, please cross out Mr. Headington's name from the list and add the name of Cliff Smith. The board would note that member Susie Moreno entered the room.
Should I continue, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please. Continue following the rules, starting with Mr. Smith.
I have another point of information. Am I in a position to speak as a board member now?
After.
If I do, you do.
Okay. I had to leave the room. I don't know. It sounds like part of what y'all were discussing has to do with Cliff Smith's prior absences. But I would contend that I offer this as a point of consideration for all the stuff with Cliff. That I was following Cliff very closely until he went to the psychiatric hospital. And then Mr. Dwayne Braley seemed to be the one between Cliff and the hospital that was getting all the information. I think that a question should be asked, well, why Dwayne Braley hasn't apparently reported to the chairman of this board as to any possible contact information that he would have to consult with Cliff and find out what's going on with Cliff. And that's what we're waiting for right now in probably another 15 minutes.
Well, and we can still wait on it. We're trying to get through the roll,
fine.
And we've already
decided
that until further information is available, Cliff Smith is a member of the
board.
Like
I said, I was out of the room for a few minutes, sir.
So
I just wanted to convey that and put that out there as part of it.
Madam Secretary, can you continue the calling of the roll? Maybe that will clarify this.
Cliff Smith. Wally James.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
That concludes the...
I don't know that I have...
I'm sorry. I have, Mr. Chair. We called Kevin White, and somebody said that was out of town, but according to our bylaws that you have there, we have four really. One delegate and three consecutive LSD and excuse absences.
The secretary can read
the report, the record, please.
Here's absent 11-9, 11-16.
Who is it?
11-30 and 12-7.
Hank, do I hear a motion?
You don't hear a motion, but if we're going to wait on Cliff until the end of the meeting, let's wait on this until the end of the meeting because it's the exact same position.
No, sir. No. He's got three already prior to now.
Mm. What about...
Oh, you know, he also hasn't been receiving the notifications of meetings.
But he responds to every meeting with some...
We can't have a back and forth. The rest of the chair. I think I saw Jim first, Rhonda. I'm sorry. Jim?
The question would be, is Kevin a newly elected board member, or is Kevin a continuing board member?
Continuing.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it because I don't really know.
Yeah.
Rhonda?
I was made aware that Kevin's attendance was going to be questioned and a vote to remove him. And in some of the conversations that I have with other people, every time I've gone to a meeting, I've seen Kevin there, but I haven't been to the last couple. But I'm wondering, didn't he show up to some meetings but leave? And are y'all saying he wasn't present for all of those days?
You have to take it up with the people that say he wasn't present. I wasn't here till tonight.
They said that he'd come to the charm.
Let's have the secretary tell us. Go ahead and read what you have with the attendance records with Mr. White.
The only meeting that he was present to and left is a meeting that we were about, with him we were going to have quorum, and he didn't want the meeting to be able to exist. So he ran out of the room before roll was ever called. Other than that, he was not present at all.
What was the date of that meeting?
That one was... I'm not positive. Rhonda, but I believe it was the 16th. But I'm not, I would have to go back and look. Yeah.
Would it, you think we need to be positive about that? If we're talking about removing someone, we would want to be
okay,
positive about
but
that.
It really doesn't matter because he was not there for roll call. He left before roll call. He left before the meeting was called.
Was it a properly noticed meeting?
Yes.
And
yes.
Was it quorum? Was there a quorum?
Yes.
Was there a quorum prior to Kevin leaving?
No. But the meeting wasn't called to order.
Thank you.
Was it called to order on time?
No. This is the only day I've been, in 2 years I've been here, there's ever been on time.
It's scheduled for a time, and the gentleman left after the scheduled time because it hasn't been called to order. That's
no.
Reasonable.
That sounds
true. You're not required.
Here's my stack as of right now. Bill, Adriana, Jim, Deb, Ted. Bill.
Okay, I guess I'm a little confused as to whether there's a, supposed to be, up here there's a standing rule about you have to request absences by email before 4 p.m. that day. But it, I'm seeing, so like sometimes it applies and sometimes it doesn't apply. And so I'm not trying to be pick on anybody in particular, but we just need to be consistent. And, you know, here Cliff hasn't requested an excused absence by email for months, since at least August. Kevin was at a meeting last week. Four of us waited 45 minutes per quorum and left, which is more than the standard amount. And so, you know, I'm not sure what the big deal is, but I'm not even sure if somebody needs to request an absence by email in advance or not, because I have never seen that rule in writing. But, you know, Kevin was here last week.
It's on the last page of this thing that was handed out.
Which was that? I don't know what that is.
Let the record indicate the appearance of Mr. Jerry Lynch at the meeting.
I think I do have a number.
Jerry, looking for the
so, you are the next guy.
To start with, we have done. I mean, there's some confusion that I want to clarify. Bill said, and Hank too, that in December 7, they wait 45 minutes and they left. I want everybody to go and check the record. We were two meetings. The first meeting that somebody put wrongly there, mentioning ad hoc committee, doesn't have any members. The system works when you have members, automatically the record, the notice go to the members. Because that meeting have an ad hoc committee, nobody received notice that we have that meeting.
Here is a question. Have the minutes of these alleged meetings where he has been absent been approved?
No.
In that case, then we have no way of determining this issue and we're moving on.
I'm sorry, but it's not what
we're not approved for Cliff either, so.
Well, I've already dealt with Cliff, but the point is that the way in which we determine if policy is made, if attendance is correct, is by looking at the approved minutes of the meetings, and frankly, I haven't seen a set of minutes since I was last on this board over a year ago, because they're not posted anywhere.
Yeah, there are some.
So I can't resolve the issue because we don't have the approved minutes. No, I've already declared. I've decided you may appeal the ruling of the chair.
No, sir. You gave me the floor and you didn't let me finish.
You've been interrupted.
I make a motion to table.
Seriously.
I mean, we have the meeting.
He has
a
second.
At 7, they left the meeting before 7, and we
have. But the meaning of minutes of that meeting is not available to determine. We can have a nice recollection by people who, 50% of whom were not a member of this body at the time, but the minutes are the only way we can definitively go back into the records and determine what.
I agree with you, but they have a different question. So where in the standing rules, in the special standing rules, said that when the minutes are being approved. That doesn't say so. You were the board. When we approved that special.
I will just point out to you one more time. Half of this board is brand new.
Exactly.
We weren't here. We don't have a recollection. All those of us that are brand new can do is go back to the approved minutes and look and see what they say.
That's right.
And if you had way more meetings than seems like was necessary this month, you could have got some minutes approved and you could hand them to us and show us what it says. But I don't know any other way to resolve the issue for at least 50% of the people at this table without the approved minutes. So I'm going to move on with the agenda. I did hear a motion to table if somebody wants to. I don't think that's appropriate. Postpone would be more appropriate.
Ruling and move on.
Well, I think I ruled.
Yeah, you did.
Bill, do you want to continue debating something this morning?
I have a motion. I move to excuse Di Conkling and Kevin White. Di is with a family member who's having a medical procedure out of town, and Kevin has out of town work.
May I inquire of your motion? Are you asking to suspend the rules and excuse Di Conkling?
If there is a rule, I'm not sure there is a rule. If there is such a rule, then I move to do that. But I still haven't seen the rule, and we don't seem to be applying it to Cliff. So I don't think it exists. But I just move we excuse them, please.
Point of order, I think you ought to stick to one subject and not bringing in Doc.
Okay, I just moved to excuse those two
those people. Well, we had moved on in the agenda, and excused absences actually was the subject that we had gotten up to.
Use your computer to look the rule up, Bill.
It's not in there. I haven't asked a couple times. I've never seen it.
We cannot excuse a member that have at least 3 previous absences. And you can check the record, and the minutes are there. Mr. Kevin White has more.
As I recall, that was done for Mr. Smith.
Well, that's what
so
I'm talking
maybe this
about
isn't the appropriate one. Minute, but motion. But I don't know. Get your story straight. Really, I don't know.
The same lack of minutes would apply to Cliff Smith, so he hasn't been absent either.
So, would you like to amend your motion to postpone rather than at table? There's a technical difference, and one's a lot easier.
Steve made that.
I'll go with what you advise.
Okay, I recognize you to make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor of postponing the issue of the membership of Mr. White, say aye.
Request for information.
Yes.
Postpone it till when?
Somebody get your motion. Do you have an idea? I'll give you first crack at the apple.
Okay. February.
Okay.
February. Or even January.
We have work
January.
To do. We have real work.
Just next meeting.
The next meeting. The date of the next LSB meeting.
Okay. Well, we have to determine that at the end of this meeting, so that general language we'll have to do. Okay. Is that all right with the second, that amendment?
Yes.
Anybody object to that amendment? Hearing no objection, all in favor of the motion to postpone until the February meeting the issue of Kevin White and Cliff Smith, who may show up.
Mr. Chair, I don't understand.
You said you didn't want to challenge the chair.
That's what the motion is. If you don't like it, vote against it.
No, what I'm asking is something different, sir. What I'm asking is, How can we, it means that we, in January, if these people come, we will sit because we didn't make any decisions? That is what you're saying?
No, it says we'll make the decision in January.
No, we'll make it a decision without them. Kevin White isn't going to be here either way.
What happened if he comes? You postponed to February. What happened in January, in our meeting in January?
She just said January.
We changed it to January.
She changed it to January.
I didn't hear it either.
He said in February.
Point of information.
Yes.
It was changed to January, but then someone said February. But it actually, we all changed it to February, right? I mean to January, right?
Yes.
So it's January.
Okay, so postpone until the January meeting. Uh-huh. Hopefully we can take care of that issue in attendance. All in favor of the motion to postpone to January?
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed to the motion? I got one.
No, I understand.
I assume you withdrew your hand.
Yeah, I was just... Yeah.
Okay, so I got one. So the motion easily passes. So we can move on. Do we have any other agenda and or excused absences? With the excused absence for both of those people, I guess.
I assumed it was approved. No objection.
Well, I
moved to excuse those two people, Di Conkling and, Di Conkling then, I guess.
Did you send any mail?
Okay. The motion on the floor is to give an excused absence to Di Conkling. Is there a second?
Before we go through that point of order,
point of order takes precedence.
The ideal about absences is right here in Article 4. Are we following those? Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate? Oh, no, that's delegate. Okay.
That's what we can't tell. Now, we don't have the information to determine that, nor do we have the person here to defend and or explain himself. So it's been continued. So now we need to know if we can excuse Di, given the fact that this rule in writing was given out for the first time tonight. I don't know how she possibly could have known. Plus, there's some question that sometime today, Di may have actually been put on the KPFT at LSB mailing list. I'm not quite sure how that worked either. But
point of information.
Is there any objection to excusing Di?
Point of information.
No, but there is some information regarding.
Yes.
All right.
She's told us twice. In these meetings, that she was not going to be here tonight. Well in advance.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you read what is required to accept an excuse absence? Because the standing and a special rules, can't you just explain that she told us twice? Did she send an email?
You know, a notice given at a meeting is a better notice than an email.
Correct.
Where is that? Personally to some of us, the standing rule, the special and standing rule says something different.
Okay.
We are changing the rules.
Is there a motion? Can you amend your motion to suspend the rules and excuse this new member who couldn't possibly have known about this rule which was just handed out tonight?
I move.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the rules be suspended and that Di Conkling be granted a excused absence on the basis of the fact that she couldn't possibly have known about this rule. Is there any debate? No further debate? Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor of excusing Ms. Conkling? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, there was no objection? Well, then that was unanimous. I'll take it. Okay. So. All right. Next order of business is the, we already did B above A, so is the approval of the agenda? You all have the agenda before you. Are there any additions to the...
We have competing agendas before us.
We have a competing agenda.
No, we don't. As a new board's been seated.
Rhonda?
So is this where we're going to add something to the agenda?
Yes. Okay. Is there any additions to the agenda?
Well, I would just like to mention this, and if we want to put it on the agenda. There have been a lot of executive sessions of this board recently, and I'm just wondering when will the new members that were seated today, when will we be briefed on the executive session?
I don't know that that is a question to be directed at me, since I have no knowledge of executive sessions. So if you want to add that to the agenda,
I'd like to make a motion.
But I think that the executive sessions require executive sessions in order to discuss them. And since there's no notice of executive session for this meeting, I don't think it could be tonight.
Okay.
So Hank was first, and then
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that the secretary spread out the minutes for the executive sessions. Let's say the last four executive sessions for the new members. Matter of fact, let's just make it all members so that we're all on the same page regarding.
That sounds like a fair proposal. When would you have this happen?
I didn't understand.
The next meeting.
I don't understand what you're...
I'm asking you to give us all
copies of
the last
minutes
four
for the
executive session minutes. And within a week, let's
is there a, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of the motion? Jim was first.
I'd like to make an amendment to that. I would only like to see the approved minutes and the approved executive session minutes.
That's all the minutes we've got.
Why read unapproved minutes?
Yes, we do.
There's no second.
There's
no second.
Is there a second?
No, I don't.
Okay, for one of the seconds, that amendment fails. We go forward with debate on the original motion.
Point of information, if the newly elected board members are seated now, and yet because of the PNB decision last night are not yet, I guess that word is certified?
No, it is certified.
How are they going to be privileged to something?
Provisional or not, we are now all fiduciaries to Pacifica and KPFT, and therefore they are bound by the confidentiality directed at executive session minutes.
Are you not interested in what I have to say?
Well, you ask a question, I answer it. What else do you have to say?
My word.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if under a recount, if some of us aren't on the board anymore, then we've just been entitled to executive session information.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're on the board now provisionally. I mean, I can answer it again. You can tell me I wasn't listening to you. We are provisionally seated, which gives us all the rights and authority subject to that provision of any board member who is also a fiduciary to Pacifica. And so if you see it, I was privy to executive session minutes before I went off the board over a year ago. I still know what they are, but I am bound by my fiduciary duty not to go blabbing it everywhere. So that would be what would happen here.
Okay.
So provisional doesn't mean you don't have the authority. It means the authority may come back and bite you at some point, but we are all fiduciaries to Pacifica here.
All right.
Information?
Well,
go ahead.
And with those, can I ask one more question?
Yes.
With that information, if it's given to us, are we bound to secrecy on the last few executive sessions?
You are bound to secrecy on all executive session information.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yeah. Point of information. Then Ted. Then Bill.
Chair, are we making before that, I want an amendment for the members of the LSB.
That's not a point of information.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a question. I'm sorry. I want a question. Should we all of us sign again the confidentiality agreement? Because
I think at least new members should sign them if they haven't. I think I handed over the confidentiality agreements I had when I was left as chair, so I don't know where they are.
Okay.
but I'll be happy to sign one again. But you don't need one because the bylaws say you're a fiduciary. So, Ted.
Regarding the approval of the agenda, I wanted to extend the courtesy of the general manager report to happen immediately upon approval of this agenda, since it's almost 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock we have public comment, and then we can go into the vote. If no one objects, I would like to give Dwayne that courtesy.
Yeah, I second that.
Okay, there's been moved and seconded that we change on the agenda the order of affairs. Where was he? Item 5 on the second page be moved to item 1C1. Yes?
What, which one?
Can we please correct and call, because when we make the roll call,
we can't hear you, Adriana.
Excuse me, Valerie.
Adriana, you can't be heard over here.
Madam Secretary, I won't make you call it, but I would note that the presence of the general manager of KPFT in the room, he's been here since pretty much the outset of the meeting. And for future reference for anybody who might be secretary, general manager gets called as well as members. So.
Request for information. I couldn't understand what Ted was, or what was he talking about, moving what to where?
Item 5, general manager's report.
To where?
Up to immediately following item 1C, approval of agenda, which I'm going to relabel 1C1.
Okay.
Is there a second to Ted's motion?
Second.
There's a second. Is there any objection to Ted's motion? Hearing none, it's done. Any other items for change, correction,
well,
or addition to the agenda?
Are we still on the current motion on, what was it, about the minutes? I have an amendment.
Oh, we didn't even finish that.
Right, I haven't.
It was out of order, Ted. You should have caught that. Can't have two things on the table at once.
Okay, sorry.
So, Bill.
Okay.
I'll accept the outcome.
I guess I'll also amend it to also make available to the LSB and the public the open session minutes for the year. The easiest way would be post them on the website, on the KPFTX website. But you know, if you have some other way of doing it, I'll help if you need help. But can we amend it to do that too?
Well, if you get a second. And I would wish you all would start your motions with words like I move.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I heard it, but it doesn't relate to an initial motion, I don't think.
The initial motion was that we make the last four executive session minutes available to the members of this board. What was your time frame again?
Within a week.
Within a week.
It won't happen in a week.
How long do you need?
Executive session?
By the January meeting.
Yeah.
I'm going to, may I say one thing? The minutes for executive sessions are very sketchy. They're not, they don't detail what happened in the meeting. They're just very general. They're
the
very,
minutes
very
are
general.
Supposed to, but the report out is not supposed to.
I've got report outs if you want them.
Those are no good for our purposes.
Well, there won't be much more in the minutes than what the report out says. And that's, I was instructed that the executive session minutes.
That's kind of weird.
Minutes are the minutes. They're all the same for a closed or open session, but they're not reported out to the public like open sessions.
Okay.
You were instructed improperly on that. It's in Robert's rules.
Okay.
And then,
well, it's Christmas week.
As we approach,
I'm not going to have
me. As we approach the bewitching hour of 8 o'clock, would one of our alumni LSB members pass around a sign-in sheet for people that want to. Oh, I see it's already been done. There you go. Okay, go ahead. So,
the week before the next meeting?
That could probably be done.
Okay. Any objection to changing the date to give the secretary more time? I didn't think so. So, the motion now as it stands is that the last four minutes of the executive session meetings be made available to the new members of everybody on this board a week prior to the next scheduled meeting. There is also a motion on the floor to amend that and also ask that the general session minutes for the last however long
year,
year be posted on the KPFTX website? And was there a second to that amendment? Hank Lamb seconds. Any debate on the amendment? Hearing no debate on the amendment, is anybody opposed to the amendment? Hearing no opposition, the amendment passes. Now we go to the main motion as amended. Is there any debate on the main motion? Hearing no debate, I'll ask, is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion as amended passes. We are now, is there any other amendments, corrections, changes, additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll accept one that said move to approve the agenda. That's what that lovely machine is recording. You've got to have the magic word.
So moved.
So moved.
Yeah, but I didn't say the motion. I asked if there was a motion. So that's why. Otherwise, I would have jumped on it, believe me. Is there a second to the motion to approve the agenda as set forth tonight, amended, changed tonight? There is a second. Any further discussion on the agenda?
I have a discussion. I'm curious. I heard something earlier today with a phone call that there was another agenda that had to do with old business. And even though we are the incoming board, some of us are continuing board members. And in being continuing board members, there was a thing about old business. Is there old business that we should be addressing before we get to new business?
Well, the answer to the last part of that is no. The new business that we are required to get to first is the election of officers. And so if the old business is to be discussed, it would have to be after that election.
Okay, well, either time, but it's not on here.
But if you would like to add some old business to this.
I don't know what old business needs to be discussed.
That's why we have to give the minutes.
How?
That's why we have to give the minutes.
Well, I certainly don't, because I'm just here being pro tem.
Adriana, is that you? Might
what?
You know what old business means.
But you know what the thing is, I believe you are asking me what I believe. I believe that.
Does anybody have any old business they would like to add to this agenda? And I will point out that we probably won't get to it tonight, the way things are progressing. But anybody that wants to is free to ask that it be added, and I'd be happy to entertain that. Hank?
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that we, at the February meeting, take up the November points on the agenda that we're not going to be able to get to tonight or in January when we elect PMB members, but that we take the points that are on the November agenda that we haven't finished up and put them on that monthly meeting on the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Bill.
Well, since I don't remember what all they are, and most of you here probably have no idea what they are, I guess I'm going to oppose that. I think it'd be appropriate just when we send out the draft agenda, just ask that that be added before the meeting. That's the reason for sending out.
If you read the rules about setting the agenda, old business can be requested of the chair to be added to the agenda if submitted 10 days prior to the meeting. And so any piece of old business you want to get on an agenda, you can get it through that process or bringing it up at the meeting, which is where we're at now. Robert.
I would like to know what 1D means.
The minutes from the previous meeting.
Well, we don't have any, so that's easy.
Joseph may have some.
Minutes approval for prior meeting.
Last meeting.
Hey.
That mean last meeting?
When we arrived to that. We are not.
Go ahead, Robert. I'm sorry.
Can I get an answer?
Huh?
What does 1D mean?
What does 1D mean?
1D. D is a dog.
1B we did before we took the roll.
D.
Minutes approval for prior meeting.
Last month, right?
Hopefully, I think she's got minutes to approve.
Okay. No. Well, then that's where old business is.
I think Joseph was the secretary last meeting. I wasn't. I wasn't there for the entire meeting.
Well, he just handed me minutes for July 13th. Is that the...
No, that wasn't the last meeting.
So...
I'm not necessarily disputing where the line of thought is going, but you seem like you've got an agenda item there that relates to last month's meeting.
They don't have
minutes. And a more important question I have is, whose agenda is this? And where was it distributed? It seems to me we've got more than one LSB list associated with KPFT, and that is... Either I'm very confused, or that is very troubling to me.
This right here is not an agenda.
And so nobody has put their name to
this. We are setting the agenda. Your comment is out of order, because the ultimate decision of when the agenda is approved is at this meeting, as soon as we get through making additions.
Okay.
So if I don't hear anybody wanting to add a specific piece of old business to this agenda, I'm going to assume we are done with additions and corrections to the agenda and call for a vote on the approval of this agenda as we have corrected it tonight. All in favor of this agenda as we've corrected it tonight, raise your hand. Oh, are there any objections? I kind of inferred what he said as an objection, so I didn't go to that point. Okay.
I don't know what to object or not to object to.
We don't
so
have
I'm
all
just
in favor of
stay.
Approving this agenda, raise your hands.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's 1, 16, 17, 18. So 18, 4, any against? 1? No? None against?
Yeah, right.
But 1 against?
1. 2.
All right, we have an agenda. Now, according to the agenda we just approved, the next item on the agenda is the general manager's report, except, can you do it in 2 minutes?
Pass it out in 2 minutes.
No, I think we ought to give you your due. I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules and move public commentary above item as we approved 1C1.
I move to move the public comment right now and the general manager after the
That's
public
not public we.
Is there a second to that?
No, we just vote on
the agenda.
What?
We seconded your motion.
Well, my motion was to suspend the rules and proceed to public commentary. That's essentially what I heard her say.
Yeah.
So if you like my motion, and if somebody was writing, but to suspend the rules, which may not be suspendable in 1 minute. So we can debate this for a minute, or we can have a two-thirds vote.
Call the vote.
Is there any objection to allowing public comment to proceed before the general manager's report? Hearing none, public comment. I have a list. For those of you who are new to this process, according to the bylaws, people can sign in on this list to speak before this body for the half an hour of public commentary, but they may remain anonymous in making their comment. Now, people have signed their full names on the list, so what I'm going to do is use first names only in case there is somebody that wants to be anonymous, although if they sign their full name, I mean, in the future, people can just sign their first name and they'll be on the list, so... But I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we try not to identify people without their explicit permission. So, Tim. Yeah.
How many people do we have in this?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We have half an hour. So, 4 minutes.
4 minutes apiece. Can somebody volunteer to timekeep?
Okay. Somebody.